Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we sit with your word open in our hands, and our minds and our hearts are open to receive from you those things that you want to teach us about yourself today. Lord, we know you want us to know about your son, Jesus, and you want us to know your sovereign ways. And as we've looked at this book of Esther, we're excited to see what else you have in mind. I pray today that you will bless us with your Holy Spirit, that he will guide us into all truth and give us the power to live according to your ways, that the way we live may be pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Stand for Their Life. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8 and verse 11. The first edict inspired by Haman to destroy all the Jews went out to the provinces throughout the Persian Empire. And at this point in our story, after Haman's death, a new edict was commissioned by the king, written by Mordecai, and carried in every way manageable to everyone in the 127 provinces of Persia. In chapter 8 and verse 11 of the book of Esther, we see more of what the edict had to say. We read, "Wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey." The verse begins, "Wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish." Around 2 months before this new law, the people of the land were given the command to destroy all the Jews in their provinces. And then they received this message that contains 5 grants from the king. Gather themselves together, stand for their life, destroy, slay, cause to perish. Talk about your specific commission. Can we begin to imagine how the people must have reacted to both of these edicts? One moment they are feeling the weight of having death loom over their heads, and the next moment they are being told to go to battle to defend themselves. We can see how thorough Mordecai was in his inspiration of this writing. The verse goes on to say, all the power of the people and province that would assault them. In addition to taking up means to defend themselves, this law inspired by Mordecai would allow for defense against all the peoples of power and province who might assault them. We might assume that Mordecai thought of the rulers in each of these provinces pulling rank upon the Jews, and they might use their positions of authority to destroy them. The law excluded everyone who might attack the Jews from a position of deference if they should decide to kill those around them. The law was simple. If anyone decides to kill the Jews, they will be defended against. Finally, the verse reads, both little ones and women, to take the spoil of them for a prey. Many times, women and children were part of the main targets for attackers who would destroy other people. They would become prey in their battles. Mordecai wanted to be sure that there was ample warning against anyone who took advantage of those who were generally weaker among the Jews. Should anyone, anywhere throughout the kingdom attack women and children, they too would be defended against. Once again, we see the active intercession on the part of Queen Esther and Mordecai for their people. As we have stated before, this serves as a wonderful example to us about those who are lost in this world. The enemy of our souls would love to destroy people everywhere throughout the world's provinces. The defense against his edict is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for those of us who know Jesus Christ, we become as the postmen who publish the idea of defense against him. May we be as thorough and passionate as Esther and Mordecai to reach those who are condemned for eternal death, unless there's a defense received and acted upon. Women, men, and children are waiting for us to intercede on their behalves, and may we be greatly inspired to be diligent in our rescue efforts toward them. Next time, we will see the timing for the Jews to defend themselves. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name. And remember, until tomorrow, there is more.